Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the White House Tuesday in hopes of resolving differences over raising the debt ceiling. As the deadline for an agreement inches closer, Biden is changing his upcoming travel plans, as NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
Biden plans to leave for Japan on Wednesday to attend a meeting of the G7. He was originally scheduled to make two additional stops in the Pacific, but those plans have been canceled.
I'm cutting my trip short. I'm postponing the Australia portion of the trip and my stop in Papua New Guinea. In order to be back for the final negotiations with congressional leaders.
The White House described the latest meeting as productive and direct, but major disagreements over a budget deal remain. While Biden is in Asia, White House staff will continue negotiating with staffers from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Montana's Republican governor has signed a slate of anti-abortion bills into law, including a ban on the procedure most commonly used, determining pregnancy after 15 weeks, that went into effect upon its signing. Planned Parenthood of Montana is asking a judge to immediately block it. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager has the story.
Governor Greg Gianforte signed four bills yesterday that restrict public dollars from going to abortion services, create new licensing requirements for clinics that perform abortions, and ban dilation and evacuation procedures, one of few procedures effective in the second trimester. Planned Parenthood of Montana asked a judge to immediately block that ban to prevent, quote, irreparable harm, unquote, while its constitutionality is hashed out in court. Just on Friday, in a separate case, the Montana Supreme Court reaffirmed that the state's constitutional right to privacy protects access to abortion and prevents the state from unduly hindering access. Gianforte signed five other bills restricting access to abortion earlier this month. One has already been temporarily blocked. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Rager in Helena.
North Carolina has enacted a law that bans abortion at 12 weeks of pregnancy. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper vetoed the legislation, but the mostly Republican legislature overrode him. Police in Farmington, New Mexico, are sharing more information about the shooting spree that left several people dead on Monday. Authorities say 18-year-old Bo Wilson killed three people and injured four others, including two police officers. Here's Deputy Police Chief Kyle Dowdy.
He was armed with multiple firearms, including an AR-style rifle. We are still investigating how he came into possession of those firearms, but we do know that he did purchase one legally November 2022.
Dowdy says that Wilson was killed by police officers. Authorities are still searching for a motive for the attacks. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Consumer spending ticked higher last month, especially when it comes to dining out, buying online, or buying automobiles. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.4% in April. It marked the first increase since January, when unusually warm weather and a big jump in Social Security benefits likely spurred more spending. Some economists believe that the second half of the year will be challenging because of a weaker job market and higher interest rates. The Cannes Film Festival kicked off last night on the French Riviera. Leonardo DiCaprio, Natalie Portman, and Harrison Ford are among the notables attending. And NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is there.
The Cannes Film Festival was first conceived in 1939 as an alternative to the then-fascist-influenced Venice Film Festival. Cannes is known for its carefully selected films that have gone on to Oscar glory or launched the careers of directors, including Quentin Tarantino. It also boasts the world's biggest film market. The 76th festival kicks off with historical drama Jeanne du Barry. The plot centers around Madame du Barry, who uses her intelligence and allure to become King Louis XV's favorite mistress, whose arrival at Versailles scandalizes the court. The film stars its director, French actress Mai Wen, as du Barry, and Johnny Depp as King Louis XV. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Closing arguments have begun in the second rape case against actor Danny Masterson. The actor from That 70s Show is charged with raping three women in Los Angeles between 2001 and 2003. This is NPR News.